Step 15, Pentru Slavakov. At the end of the mule track, we arrive at the village of Brunate, and from there, going up a little bit more, we reach Alessandro Volta Public Garden. In this garden, we find a bronze bust of character 15 of the Lake Como Poetry Way, the Bulgarian romantic poet Pentru Slavakov, also called the Bulgarian Leopardi because of the cosmic pessimism that characterizes his writings. Who was he, and why is his bust in Brunate? Pentru Slavakov, born in Bulgaria in 1866, soon developed a strong sense of patriotism towards his nation, a feeling that is found in his poems, thanks to his travels with his father Petko. In January 1884, after having an accident near the Maritsa River, the poet almost froze to death, spending the following months fighting for his life. From this experience he emerged profoundly changed, able to walk only with a cane and struggling to speak. Following this accident, Slavakov became obsessed with dark thoughts and had bouts of melancholy, which he tried to quell through reading and writing, pouring his suffering into his literary works. Moreover, over the years, the youthful sense of patriotism turned into political activism by criticizing in his works the Bulgarian socio-political reality created by the Stambolov government, which pushed him more and more towards a democratic vision. In 1892, Slavakov settled in Leipzig, pursued his studies in philosophy and literature at the local university, and stood out among his colleagues for his interests and brilliant flair. In this period, he finished his first book, titled Epic Songs, and his first texts got published. Later, in 1898, he returned to Bulgaria and joined the literary circle Mizal, named after the magazine of the same name, and was appointed director of the National Library and Theatre in Sofia. The poet spent his last years in a condition of self-exile. In 1911, he was dismissed from his job in favour of his brother, and embittered and disappointed, he joined his partner Balcevna in Switzerland. The two spent several months in Rome, and then in Florence, then returned to Switzerland and finally reached Como. In June 1912, they took the funicular to Brunate, in the hope that the high-altitude air might give the poet some relief from his lung problems, but 5 days later, on the 10th of June 1912, the poet drew his last breath there, in room number 4 of Hotel Bella Vista. His remains were buried in the village cemetery, and it was only in 1921 that they were taken back to Bulgaria. Pentru Slavakov did not come to Brunate by chance. He was already indirectly acquainted with the village, because on one of his previous trips to Italy he had collected a series of postcards, one of which had the picture of the Hotel Bella Vista in Brunate. The hotel still exists, and can be seen from the very public garden where the bust of the poet has been placed, a bright yellow building that had a little part in his story, on which, in his memory, a plaque has been placed, with the verses in which he mentions Brunate. His bust was placed there by the Bulgarian government in 2007, on the occasion of the 95th anniversary of his death. Brunate was not only the place where Pentru Slavakov died at the age of 46, but also a place of inspiration for his writings. As a tribute to this place, Slavakov wrote, "Here end my days that God granted to me, alone and far away from my dear native land." In this short sentence, we perceive all the bitterness and disappointment he felt towards the country he had loved so much, but also the peace he found on this mountain above Lake Como.